Hey mamas, welcome to Breastfeeding Relief with Bethany. We share incredible stories, tips, and breastfeeding ideas to help on your journey. I'm your host, Bethany Laverne, a lactation consultant and speech therapist who helps mamas with breastfeeding. Not all breastfeeding stories are the same, and we dive into those topics. Welcome to another episode of Breastfeeding Relief with Bethany. Today I have Ashley. Thank you so much for joining the podcast today. How are you?
Good. Hey, thank you for having me. This is exciting.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to my audience?
Okay, so I'm Ashley Vester, and my career is physical therapist assistant. However, I am focusing towards postpartum moms with stretching because that is a much needed service, and it's just getting all those muscles relaxed, especially while you're breastfeeding.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
As moms, I feel we hunch so much. Well,
we do.
We're always going down to our baby, not having our babies come to us. So spoiler alert, sorry, I might have taken some of your information there.
No.
So before we jump into more some physical therapy stuff, how you can help my mamas, why don't you tell us about how your breastfeeding journeys went?
Okay, yeah. So I have two children. My first child, she was born in 2020. So that one, she latched fine on my left side. However, on my right side, she did like this clamp. It was the worst painful feeling ever. She would clamp and then like pull away, and it was not fun. So while I was in the hospital, I had a lactation consultant come see me and talk to me and explain to me about different positionings and everything that I could do to help with that. So the one that best worked for her was the football hold. And so that was, you know, putting a lot of pillows on my right side and kind of have her head positioned kind of like wrapped around to hook onto the breast. So that worked the best. And so I had to keep doing that until I could kind of transition to the normal kind of in front breastfeeding holding position. So at home, I had to make sure I had a lot of pillows, and yeah, it was time consuming, but we got it figured out. So that was with her, and I breastfed with her for about 7 months, and I also pumped and then continued to give her breast milk after that for, you know, the first year. And then my second child, he was born in 2023. So he latched fine as well, but then however he has a blockage in his left nasal passage. So that's a whole nother story, but so it was difficult for him to breathe on the left side. So I could only do that side for about 5 minutes with him. And then I had to switch to my right side so he could breathe a little better to get more milk. So that means I had to pump a lot more on my left side to kind of keep it, you know, regulated and even. So that was interesting too. But I kept, I breastfed with him for 7 months as well, and then kept pumping. So,
awesome. I love how with your daughter back in 2020 that you mentioned a different position. So there's six different breastfeeding positions. And I feel like all we think about is really like the hold, the typical breastfeeding hold. And I feel like a lot of mamas don't know there's so many different holds that we can have. So thank you for sharing that. Because, you know, I feel like we just watch, you know, movies or look on Instagram and it's just like one hold and it doesn't work for every mom, and that's completely fine. You know, with the football hold, a lot of twin moms do that so that they can have each of them
right
latched on at the same time. So I love that you said that. So you know, with your son, I loved how you talked about pumping. Now clearly that wasn't your goal, but that was so great that you knew to pump that, I believe you said left breast, because if you didn't and just let that milk sit there, either A, it's going to dry up because of that supply and demand, or B, that milk's going to get left in there and you're going to start getting clogged ducts or mastitis, and then you're just miserable and you just want to, you know, give up on your journey. So I love that, you know, either you knew that or someone educated you. I think that's fantastic. So So as a breastfeeding mom, I already kind of said it, right? Like our backs hurt, our necks hurt, we're hunched over. You know, especially in the beginning, we're breastfeeding every 2 hours. So why don't you share with our mamas how we can stretch to help our backs out during this time?
Great. So stretching is very beneficial for breastfeeding posture, and even beyond breastfeeding, you can stretch, help with the back pain, muscle pain. So a lot of stretches do help with muscle tightness. It helps increase flexibility and mobility. It improves posture and increases circulation and blood flow, and it can even improve sleep, which we all need, especially at the early stages of motherhood. So those are all good benefits of stretching.
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't realize it would help with stretch or sleeping, but I love that because I felt, especially as a new time mom, getting up in the middle of the night, I would get up, I would breastfeed our son, and then I'd lay down, and then I felt like I couldn't go to sleep. It's not because I was like wide awake because I had turned the lights on or I was watching a movie or something, but I feel like you just sit there like listening for your baby, like, did he fall back asleep? Is everything okay? And then I feel like by the time you fall asleep, you've only slept for like 20 minutes and then you need to feed again. So, I do love that. So, are there any modalities, that can be used to help us?
Some modalities are kind of external things you can use to help with healing processes and to make sure things just help better with your body. So you can use heat or ice. And so heat, especially around your neck area for those tight muscles, you want to use heat on tight muscles and ice on inflammation. So, you don't want to add heat to something that's already inflamed because it'll just make it worse. So you want to kind of cool those tight or cool those inflamed muscles down and add heat to tight muscles. So yeah, if you have like a heating pad you can put on your shoulders before or after breastfeeding can help with those tight muscles. And or like those rice, those socks that people put rice
Yes.
in. You could put that in the microwave for about 20, 30 seconds and then put that around your neck, and that'll help kind of relax some of those muscles, tight muscles.
Yeah. Oh, that's great advice. I want to piggyback off though that going back to those clogged ducts. So mamas, if you have clogged ducts, I feel like in the past we've said put heat on it, get in a hot shower, right? Try to let down, get that clog out. And some of the new research has actually said because it's inflamed, like you just said, we need to actually put cold on our breast so that the inflammation will go down and so we can get the clog out. And so there are some nice little ice packs you can buy that has like a hole for where your nipple is. So I know that sounds crazy, but then you aren't putting it on your whole breast, but it's cut out with like a nipple hole and you put it on, and then that coldness just feels so good instead of going for something hot and then it just gets more inflamed, hurts so much more. So yeah, that's such good advice on when to use hot versus cold. So let's go ahead and let's do a stretch together, mamas. I think that would be great. Let's go ahead and walk through a stretch so you have at least something to go away with, on how to help our backs.
So I'm going to give you just a couple of stretches that you can do before you start breastfeeding, after you start breastfeeding, even throughout the day when you're not breastfeeding, if you feel that kind of those tight muscles in the neck and back. So the first one is you're going to do shoulder rolls. So you're going to go backwards. So going backwards just helps open up all those muscles, kind of helps release those tightness muscles. So you want to do about 10 of those. So you're going to go back. That's about five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Good. And make sure you're breathing while you're doing these stretches. You want to don't hold your breath. That's not good. And then the next one, you're going to just take your arms and bring it back behind your back. If you're sitting in a chair, you may have to scoot forward a little bit for that. But so bring your arms back behind your shoulder, behind your back, and then kind of clasp your hands together and then kind of push down and away with your hands and feel that good stretch in the pec areas, that front muscles in the chest. You
I
want to
like that
hold.
one, and I'm not even breastfeeding. Great, Ashley.
Yeah. You want to hold your stretches for 30 seconds, a minimum of 30 seconds. So there's research done that that's kind of the best time frame to get that good stretching. So about 15 more seconds. Keep breathing. Okay, and then while you can release if you need to. So we're going to do that position one more time. And then while you're in that position, you can also do a neck stretch. So go back in that position, those arms behind your back, and then you're going to take your head and put it towards your left shoulder. So kind of your ear towards your shoulder, but you don't want to raise your arm up towards your shoulder. That makes sense. So you'll feel that good stretch on the opposite side of the neck.
I do. It's fantastic.
Yeah. These are good, especially if you're like a side sleeper, to get those neck muscles stretched out. So you want to hold that for about 30 seconds, and then you can bring it back to neutral and then go to the other side if you want. And one side may be tighter than the other. I'm right-handed, so usually my right side is more tight.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, that dominant side is always tighter. There you go. Keep stretching and breathing.
Yeah, just like in labor, don't hold your breath.
Right. Okay, good. All right, and bring it back up and then release your arms. And you can do as many reps of those as you want to. You want to, I mean, try to aim for at least a couple times, two, three times doing that. Those stretches just to help kind of relax, especially before you breastfeed. So
There you go.
yeah.
As long as your baby's not screaming, try to strut
That's right. That's right.
before you pick it up, right? There's a few
Yes.
things before you start breastfeeding. I always say make sure you have a fresh water, a snack, and go to the bathroom. And now we're going to add stretching. So
True,
yes, there, mamas. We're going to do before you
yeah.
sit down. And then either you get trapped by breastfeeding or the nap trap, what I call it. So.
Nap trap, I like that.
What is one piece of advice you would give to our mamas?
So a piece of advice, I would say posture. Posture is very important with breastfeeding. Just like you said earlier, it causes hunching over, because you're trying to go to your baby, but you want to kind of bring your baby up towards you. And you want to have a good supportive chair. Couch, bed, whatever you're feeding your child in. And if you need to, add pillows behind your back, kind of around your baby, kind of like I had to with all the pillows for the football hold. And yeah, just have good posture. And that helps, elongate that spine and helps also the baby to get that breader the better milk supply as you're up straight. So yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And I love all the pillows. I personally had a Boppy. I know, there's so many brands. The Breastfriend pillow is another favorite of my mama's. One's a little more soft, one's a little bit harder. It's whatever you like. And then there are different ones that also have like the layers of pillows on it that you could go left to right, which is also great. So yes, I would say invest in a good pillow that you love and always have it with you. Like I always had it next to my nursing chair, and even if I was maybe breastfeeding on the couch, watching a movie with my husband or something, I'd bring it with us. If we traveled, our parents lived out of town, I would always bring it with us. I know I always felt like I looked silly that I was bringing it with me. But I was like, nope, we're here all weekend. I got a lot of feeding to do. I need this, and I'd prefer that over a couch pillow. So, yeah, set yourself up for good breastfeeding with a good pillow to bring that baby up to you. What great advice. So, well, Ashley, thank you so much for coming on today. I've super enjoyed this and we've all stretched together, which is lovely. So
yes.
Why don't you let all my mamas know how they can connect with you?
Sure. So you can visit my website at stretchwithashley.com and it's A-S-H-L-E-A. And I'm getting ready to launch a 6-week stretching program. So check that out. And I have some free resources on my website as well. And I have pinterest.com/stretchwithashley.com. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. All those will be linked in the show notes. So mama, you go follow along with her. And then hopefully some of you mamas can benefit from some stretching in the future. So thanks again so much for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you. This has been great.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much if you would share it with another mama or post on social media and tag me. I want to personally thank you for wanting to help other mamas. You got this. I'm rooting for your breastfeeding journey.